This is SBS News. I'm Maya Jameson. In this bulletin, the Matildas out of the Women's World Cup after losing 4-1 in penalties to Norway. Jared Kushner unveils the first part of his long-awaited Middle East peace plan. And India survives a scare in the Cricket World Cup. The Matildas have had a heartbreaking end to the FIFA Women's World Cup, beaten 4-1 in the penalty shootout against Norway. Earlier, Elise Kelland-Knight drew the Matildas level in the second half after the Australians trailed 1-0 at half-time.
Near post is directed and it's in. It's helped in wonderfully well by Emily Gilnick. And that is a superb result for Australia. It's 1-1 in Nice.
Norway now goes through to the quarterfinals. In other games, Germany recorded a convincing 3-0 win over Nigeria and Grenoble. Germany will next face either Canada or Sweden in Rennes on June the 30th. Palestinian officials have rejected the first proposals by President Donald Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner as part of his long-awaited Middle East peace plan. It focuses on $50 billion US dollars worth of big projects to be spent in Palestinian territories over 10 years. Jared Kushner says it will create 1 million jobs.
Because if you can get that whole region starting to lift, and Israel's economy is already doing phenomenally well, but if you integrate everything and you're able to get, you know, quicker flow of goods, quicker flow of people, and then people are able to invest in education and infrastructure and all the different areas that are necessary in industry instead of, you know, bullets and munitions and war.
The plan will be presented at a conference in Bahrain next week, but the Palestinian Authority has said it will boycott the event. The two finalists in the race to lead Britain's governing Conservative Party and become the country's new Prime Minister have made their first formal pitches to party members, both saying they're the right person to deliver Brexit. Former Foreign Secretary and former London Mayor Boris Johnson faced off with Jeremy Hunt, the current Foreign Secretary, at a Conservative conference in the central England city of Birmingham. Mr Johnson told the audience he needs to get Brexit done.
The first thing we need to do, you know what it is? We need to get Brexit done. And as someone who campaigned for Brexit, someone who has meditated deeply on the opportunities that Brexit could bring our country, I am the right man.
The Australian Council of Trade Unions has welcomed a historic global convention to eliminate violence and harassment at work. The recommendation has been adopted overwhelmingly at the International Labour Organization in Geneva. ACTU President Michelle O'Neill says it's a significant step.
At the moment, people who are experiencing discrimination, harassment, and sometimes even violence at work, there are not effective laws in place. We want them to be able to go quickly and get swift justice at the Fair Work Commission. We want stronger health and safety laws. So this is an important, historic, global moment for workers around the world. Now we see more action needed here in Australia.
A cyclist has been left to die on the road after he was struck in a hit-and-run accident in New South Wales's north. Police say a passing motorist discovered the man's body on the road and called emergency services after midnight in Wilson's Creek, about 9 kilometres southwest of Mullumbimby. A push bike was found near the man's body. He's believed to be in his 20s. Police are urging anyone who may have information or dashcam footage to contact them. To the other World Cup, cricket, and India has survived a scare at the Cricket World Cup, narrowly avoiding a shock loss to Afghanistan. Virat Kohli top scored with 67 as India posted 8 for 224. In a dramatic final over of the game, Afghanistan moved within 12 runs from victory after 3 wickets remaining. The loss ends any hope of Afghanistan progressing in the tournament, while India moves into third. And finally, a look at today's weather. Perth, showers 20, Adelaide sunny at 14, Melbourne cloud clearing 13, Hobart has 12, partly cloudy. Canberra, morning frost, then sunny at 12, Wollongong showers 14. Sydney and Newcastle, both showers 16, Brisbane partly cloudy with a high of 21, Cairns mostly sunny 25, and Darwin sunny 30. This is SBS News.